kept you waiting, huh? Welcome to the third episode of Talking Pop, and I'm one of your hosts, Jose Muñiz, along with my co-host,
Juan Sepulveda.
And we'll be, again, talking about pop culture, video games, films, TV shows, and the like. So, first off, what have we been doing lately? You start, Juan, if you want to.
Yeah, sure. Lately, I finished Orange is the New Black. I finished that. I was also watching a couple of shows on Netflix. I watched one called Magic for Humans. It's with Justin Willman. He's a magician. He was also the host of Cupcake Wars. Oh. Yeah, and it's a really funny show. It's a really, very genuine, and it's actually hilarious. There was this one episode where I was crying, laughing. I was with my wife, and we were just laughing out loud. Like, there's this premise where he actually made this guy think and believe that he was actually invisible. That he made him invisible. But it was so funny because the guy was freaking out, and everybody just kept playing along, and he actually believed it. It was really funny. Other than that, not much, really. Just been playing a little bit of Far Cry 5, which, you know, it's a good game, but it's not a masterpiece either. I believe that Far Cry 3 was much better. This game, actually, the map is really big, but it doesn't feel alive. It's not as good, you know. But other than that, you know, it's been pretty good. What about you, Jose?
So what I've been doing on the Netflix side of things, I started Matt Groening's new TV show, Disenchantment. That's from the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama. I enjoyed the show. I think it's slow. It's just 10 episodes, and it's not even the complete season, I think.
How long are each episodes?
They vary. The first episode is like 36 minutes, and then most of them are 28 minutes.
Okay.
And there's a post-credit scene in the final episode. So, but the show, I enjoyed it. It's more plot-focused since, you know, it's on Netflix to encourage binge-watching. It's not as funny as Simpsons or Futurama, but you also gotta think, season one of The Simpsons isn't, similar to the seasons that followed. Same with Futurama. So, it may be a while until the show finds its own footing, but it has an interesting enough narrative around the midway point, which I can recommend enough if you're a fan of the previous shows and if you're curious, if you want to give it a watch. Or, you know, watch something before BoJack Horseman comes back.
If you would compare it to Futurama or The Simpsons, where would you place it? I mean, I know it's the first season, so it's kind of early for that.
Yeah, I place it below.
Below?
All of them. But okay. I still enjoy it. But it's because we don't have enough content to properly judge it. It's probably not even the first season, since it just says part one
on the
episode list.
Okay.
But I enjoyed it, you know, for what it was.
Great. And any other thing that you've been watching lately or maybe playing?
Just watching much older movies. The other day, the recent Peter Rabbit movie was on Netflix, and I saw it out of curiosity. And I really, really disliked it.
It looks like one of those movies.
It is. It's far and beyond a better movie than, like, Smurfs or whatever other funny talking animal movie that we've had in the past few years. But it's not as good as the Paddington movies and the recent Christopher Robin movie either. Because it's, weirdly enough, really mean-spirited at times with the humor.
Okay.
Yeah, it has a lot of dark humor. Sometimes it doesn't work well. And I don't like judging a movie because it's mean-spirited. I like a lot of mean-spirited things. They're funny. I think they're funny. But this just felt off with the type of aesthetic and how the characters were, you know, furry little animals with clothes on. It felt really, really weird. Like, just catering to a really young, lowest common denominator Hollywood audience, which is why I really disliked it. But yeah, that, playing older video games, haven't played anything recent, just, you know, watching and playing things just to pass some time.
Okay. Great. So, yeah, it's been a while.
That's true.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've released an episode. So, we've got a bunch of topics that we want to touch upon. So, first off, we can go right ahead and mention that the other day they revealed some new characters for the Jump Force video game. This new video game that's coming out. It's a 3D fighting game with a lot of the Shonen Jump characters all meshed in. I believe the first characters revealed were Goku, Frieza, Naruto, and
Luffy.
Luffy?
Yeah, from One Piece.
That's how you say it, Luffy?
His full name is Monkey D. Luffy.
I thought it was Luffy.
No, it's Luffy. They always say it Rufy in the Japanese version.
Okay. I've never actually seen
it's
One Piece.
Worth it to read it, to watch it. Well, you know, sometimes when people complained that Dragon Ball was too slow or they padded it too much, One Piece goes further beyond. Sometimes, let's say that a manga chapter is like 17 pages, well, the anime usually takes half a chapter to, and it's just them, like, let's say they're running, so they run for a few minutes, then cut to commercials, and then they have a recap of the previous episode that lasts like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And then the opening theme song is like 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
That sounds like a chore.
It is, but I got used to it.
Yeah.
It's a show made for binge watching and skipping the opening sequences and the recaps. I think the Dragon Ball DVDs allow you to do that, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, some of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, they revealed their character from Hunter x Hunter.
Yes.
What's his name?
Gon Freecss, the main character of the series.
Yeah, they revealed him. They revealed Vegeta.
Vegeta, which was like that, I don't know why he was in a reveal trailer. It's like he's a given in that type of game already. He's gonna be in there, whether you like it or not.
And I believe the main villain from One Piece, right?
Blackbeard, yes.
Blackbeard, right?
Yes, and a supporting character, which is Sabo, and they have the three strongest of the main characters, which are Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji. Which are also part of the roster now.
Okay.
And there's also Hisoka, who's also one of the main villains from Hunter
x Hunter.
So
characters who've yet to make it into the game that you think will actually make it into it.
Wow. We can have characters from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Okay, if you guys don't know it yet, Jose
mm-hmm.
is a huge fan of JoJo. I've never seen JoJo. But he's always throwing out references from JoJo, so expect that.
Yeah. But they're a given, you know. They're important for Shonen Jump's history.
What about All Might?
All Might, I read somewhere that the characters from My Hero Academia are not going to be in the game. But
really?
At the same time, the same developer said that, oh, this is going to be the video game debut of many characters that never had a chance to appear on a video game before. I mean, My Hero Academia is getting a game this year, so
yeah. I think it's
Once Justice.
Once Justice.
Yes.
Yeah, they should at least put one character from them there. So yeah, it looks really good. I really like the how the game looks, how the game, you know, it should feel good. All the fights and everything. It seems that they mash up different universes inside a stage. Because I saw a Namek stage, but with some elements from other animes as well.
Actually, it was Namek with the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be something regarding the real world meshing with the anime worlds. Because I think there's a stage that looks like New York City, and so on and so forth.
Okay, okay. But that sounds cool. Yeah.
It looks much more faster paced than the previous game was JSTOR's Victory Versus. That one had a really weird roster. Like the One Piece characters weren't even main ones. A lot of really, really, really obscure comedic characters. But I hope this one, I think this one's going to be aimed more at Western players. So I think the characters are going to be a bit more recognizable.
Okay.
Or a little bit like, at least this anime or this manga was released in the US. You know, enough, they're obscure enough to be in the game. And we're also, I think we're getting a custom character in the game.
What do you mean? Like you can create a character for the main story, or
just a
specific character made for this game that you can use?
No, I think it's a custom character. At the end, there was like a message that said like, "Oh, a new hero will rise."
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
it
yeah,
showed
I saw that.
A character with long hair. I think it was female, with a straw hat from One Piece. You can probably customize a character. You know, let's
that
say
sounds cool.
You can put Saiyan armor, but he'll have Devil Fruit powers from One Piece.
Okay.
Like, something like that. That's what I imagine it'll have. You know, sort of like Dragon Ball Xenoverse, but with much more a variety of what types of fighters you can be.
Okay, okay. So, when is that game announced for?
Not this, I don't know a specific date, but I know that it's going to be released next year.
Next year?
2019. That is
true.
Let's
see here. Yeah, 2019.
It's 2019 date.
All right. So we don't know for certain when it's going to be released, but yeah, we're expecting that game. Seems it's going to be great. So yeah. In other news, yesterday they announced the ending for your favorite series.
My all-time favorite show.
Yeah, your all-time favorite show, The Big Bang Theory. It's actually not his favorite show. And he's really happy that
12 seasons.
Have you seen them?
I've seen the earlier episodes.
Yeah, I think I saw
the earlier episodes.
Just like 3 seasons and that's it. I just
No, I didn't even see a full season. Just like 2 or 3 episodes. Randomly, it's like,
I mean,
that's more than enough for me.
Yeah. I think I saw them at a stage in my life where I actually found that funny.
I was in a stage of my life where I would find that funny, but I didn't like it. But I still didn't like it.
What are you trying to say about me? Okay?
No, I'm not trying to say anything about you. But it's like, it should have resonated with me, but it didn't. It just felt like really, really forced.
So yeah, that's ending. And I believe it's because Jim Parsons wants it to end.
That's actually all power to him. And not because
he's
I'm not a fan.
Star.
Not because I'm a fan of the show. But it's like, it's nice that it's publicly known that he himself wants for it to end. Because sometimes a show could just recast him or
no, they can't recast
I mean,
them. That's not.
But you know what happened with the ending of That 70 Show? The final season had an entirely new protagonist. Just, the Topher Grace character, he went to college or something, and then this new guy came in. It was really bad.
Okay.
Yeah, so they could have done that, because it's a very watched show.
So nobody talks about that.
Of what? Of
That 70 Show last season.
No. And there was a spinoff in the 80s that people
that
don't
80s show?
Yeah, it lasted like one season. People
Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, we can talk about bad sitcoms that I've never completed.
What about the Origin Sheldon story sitcom?
I think that's still going.
That's still going?
I think that's still going.
I thought it was cancelled or something.
I've never heard from it. I'm not a connoisseur of the Big Bang Theory franchise.
Oh my god.
So I don't know.
Alright. So moving on. I actually wanted to talk a bit more about Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
So I finished it. I believe it was last week. I really, really enjoyed it. And the change of pace, the change in the setting, everything was really good. And obviously there are some things that I didn't like. Like there's this new character
but
named Madison or Madison or whatever. I mean, that's her correct character. She's supposed to be annoying, but she does it really well because she annoys the heck out of me.
But you gotta remember, they're 6 seasons in.
Yeah.
So they're just trying anything that's 6 just so it can stay a little longer. But I think...
But it's
most likely going to end next year.
Yeah.
From the way the season ended, I think the show's basically done.
Yeah, they wrapped up...
A major storyline.
Yeah, a major storyline. So, I believe that... I think that the Riot storyline still hasn't finished. I think that still has something... more to give.
Probably why it's getting another season.
Yeah.
Even though I think it was renewed. Like, oh, you're getting 4, 5, 6, and 7 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I actually... It's one of my... The stronger seasons.
Yeah.
I'd argue... 3 and 4 were a little iffy. 3, 4, and 5 were a little iffy. This is one of the better
ones. I think the 4th ended strongly. The 5th one, the Riot season, I didn't like it as much.
I still think it's better than other seasons. I mean, I don't mean like, oh, that one ending or that one episode, but overall, I enjoyed 5 more than some of the previous seasons. But I agree, 6 is like a huge step forward.
Yeah,
it's much more enjoyable and it's more interesting.
Yeah. Each character has a different journey. They develop much, much better, and you know, it's really great. I like that a lot. So yeah, give that a thumbs up if you still haven't watched it. Go watch it. If you haven't finished it, well, prepare yourself because it gets really good. Talking about TV, we have. A meme becomes reality.
A scene from the Teen Titans Go movie becomes a reality. Almost.
Almost, yeah. Not exactly, but...
it's not a movie. It's something much longer.
It's a TV show.
It's a...
So, Alfred Pennyworth is getting a TV show. It's probably going to be a different Alfred from the Gotham one, right?
It's probably... I don't know what DC did. It's probably... They're going to say it's from Earth...
But I don't know what they're going to do.
Earth B or something.
This reeks of the Aunt May movie that Sony wanted to make. It's probably going to be Alfred just doing secret missions, and that's how he trains Batman or some stuff. I don't know.
It's like, there's probably going to be an episode that's like, I met this man who was a really good fighter, and he had a bunch of assassins. He has a pit where he can restore his life and become immortal.
Oh my god.
It's like... And that man was called Ra's al Ghul. They're gonna do something like that.
Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah.
Not Rage?
I think it's... It depends. Sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes they call him... I think in the movie they call him Rage. And
no,
the cartoon...
The movie, they call him Ra's.
And in the cartoon they call
him... No, the TV series they call him Rage.
Ah.
Yeah, but you can call him either way. It's...
Yeah.
It's accepted. So yeah. Do you think that's gonna be good?
I mean, I think the Krypton TV show is doing okay. That one's getting a second season. Gotham is on its 5th, and it's gonna end there. But I think that show became much better because it focused more on the villains than Commissioner Gordon or Young Batman.
Yeah.
So... I don't know what's it gonna be about, but it's gonna feel really, really, really awkward. That's my gen. Like, I am a bit uncomfortable when Arrow uses a bunch of Batman and Teen Titans villains. You know, it's like, oh, he's the one that fought Ra's al Ghul too, because he was trained by
maybe
him.
Maybe they'll cross him over with Arrow, and Alfred Pennyworth is gonna be the Batman.
Well,
of the Arrowverse.
They said we're getting Batwoman, but it's gonna be in Supergirl's Earth 2. It's well, not yeah. going to be part of the main Arrowverse.
But another news came out of from that is that Superman is coming back to the Supergirl show, and he's going to appear in the crossover from Arrow.
Yeah, because I think the big crossover this season is going to be a lead-off to the Batwoman TV show. I think it's going to be them and Gotham fighting a bunch of bad guys.
Okay, okay. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. So, we're getting Gotham, we're getting Batwoman. Batman's going to be on vacation, probably.
Yeah, and they're probably going to say, oh, he's fighting...
He's fighting...
Other villain that we can't...
He's fighting Ra's al Ghul.
This other villain that we can't afford because he's going to be in a movie that we're never going to make. Yeah. Like they did with the Suicide Squad and Arrow.
Fighting Clayface.
They killed them all off. Because they were making the Suicide Squad movie. They had plans for them and... Yeah.
Why haven't they made Clayface live action?
Honestly, the most logical step for a Batman movie is to use a more... Like a crazier villain. And Clayface would be a nice fit. Or Man-Bat. Or... Solomon Grundy. Like, some of those stranger... More monster-like villains.
Yes.
Or they're gonna use Black Mask. Oh, wait. He's in a Harley Quinn movie now.
Great. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I love DC, but man, lately...
Well, talking about DC, some movie news came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, they're casting Green Lantern. They're casting the main Green Lantern. Oh my god, I forgot his name. What's his name?
Hal Jordan.
Hal Jordan. Hal Jordan. I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew that. So, who else to take Hal Jordan's place than the veteran? Tom Show Me the Money Cruise.
Yes.
Tom Top Gun. Top Gun.
Tom Maverick Cruise.
I mean, he was in Top Gun. Isn't that like a Hal Jordan?
That's probably why some exec at W was like, "Man, this Tom Cruise guy is going places in that Top Gun movie. We should hire him for our Green Lantern movie."
No, but seriously.
But seriously, actually, it doesn't sound bad.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I just needed to make that joke, but it sounds like pretty good casting.
Yeah, it is a good casting.
And because I think he got a boost in popularity because of Mission Impossible Fallout, because he did all of his stunts and people really liked that movie.
And they were like, "You owe us for that mustache."
Yeah, that's probably why.
That CGI mustache, you owe us a free movie. And he's like, "Oh, well, okay, I'll do it."
Like, the mustache was in Teen Titans Go, and they made fun of it.
They did.
Yeah, it's in the background. It's called like. Or there, I think there's also an episode where they're like looking. They're in the Warner Brothers studio. And they're looking in files on a computer, and one of them says Henry's mustache. It says in one of the folders.
All right. So another thing that the news article said. This was reported on multiple sites. Tom Cruise hadn't signed on yet because he wanted. He didn't want Hal Jordan to die in the movie. That's what they said.
That's the problem with hiring him. He always wants like a huge amount of creative control in any movie he's in.
You know,
I actually enjoy him.
The problem with hiring a big movie star to do like a costumed hero, is that he'll probably not want his face covered all the time.
And not only that, they probably have certain, you know, you have to, you know, like Marvel, this character can't die in this movie because he's gonna die in whatever crossover we're gonna put him in. So he's probably gonna want some changes.
Yeah.
That's the problem with The Mummy, which was supposed to be the first Universal Monster Universe movie. And one of the reasons why it flopped is because he had a lot of creative control over, and he clashed a lot with the producers and the writers, I think.
Okay.
But he's still a good choice for Hal Jordan. Because he's gonna be. I don't think that movie's gonna be about just one Green Lantern.
So no, it's gonna be Green Lantern Corps. Yeah. So,
we could get Jon Stewart. We can get Alan Scott. We can get Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Kyle Rayner, Simon Voss, Jessica Cruz. You know, we can get all of the Earth Green Lanterns, basically in one movie.
They're probably gonna leave some for later movies. But I think the three main lanterns are going to be there. I think that Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, and Guy Gardner are going to be the main Green Lanterns in that movie. I think that we're obviously going to get Sinestro or Ortiz for him. They're not going to touch Parallax at all.
A tease for Sinestro, when we already had a tease for Sinestro in the Ryan Reynolds movie.
True. Which was... I think that Sinestro I really liked.
Design-wise and the choice of actor, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
And that actor, I really want him to be Namor.
Namor the Submariner.
Yeah, I really want that actor. That's Mark Strong.
Mark Strong, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, we can expect that to come out. When did they announce that movie? 2020?
2020, along with the Cyborg movie.
Okay. Is that still going? Cyborg movie?
I have no idea.
They haven't announced.
They should just call it. I don't know, a Teen Titans movie. Honestly, yeah. At this point, yeah.
Now going to the other side
of
DC, in Marvel, in Disney, they decided against rehiring James Gunn. I believe they had a courtesy meeting, and. They decided against it, and they're gonna move on with the project with Guardians 3 without James Gunn. There's no word yet if they're gonna use the script
that he wrote for them.
Yeah, I think they will. They probably should.
They did it with Ant-Man. They used a lot of Edgar Wright's ideas in the final movie.
If they're
gonna
change something, maybe leave it. You know, just make minimal changes. Don't do a lot of big changes, but. Other than that, what do you think about that decision?
So, that, it happens all the time. Sometimes directors, you know, they drop out, they change. It recently happened with, just announced, Danny Boyle left the new James Bond movie.
True.
But there...
And Idris Elba said that.
Won't play it. But this movie's still gonna be with Daniel Craig.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not with a new actor playing Bond yet. But the thing is that with that, they're going to delay it. I think with the change of director and all, they're going to delay it for a little. I think it was slated for next year, and they're going to delay it a little bit. But with the Guardians 3 situation, it was going to film, I think, at the end of this year.
Yeah.
It was going to start filming. And knowing Marvel, I don't think they'll move her around, since that one already has a date set in stone. Unless there's a last-minute change, and it's like, well, I guess we gotta rush this secret new movie that we have in production, since the only movies from Phase 4 that we know are Spider-Man, Guardians 3, and that they're writing Black Widow. But they haven't officially, like, you know, oh, it's entering production now.
They actually have a director.
True. They have a director now for the Black Widow movie.
Yeah.
Unless
so that's probably,
the solution that's, is going to be rush Black now. Widow and change the schedule around.
I don't think they'll change the schedule at all. I think they'll
at this point they can't. Yeah.
They're too far, too deep into production, and I just think that they're gonna hire a director that gets the job done. Basically, they have everything. And they're probably going to pay James Gunn a lot.
Well.
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
From the get-go. It was a mistake firing him. And they know they messed up. And not rehiring him, maybe they have their reasons, but still, big mistake. It's not going to stop me from not watching Guardians.
I always separate the art from the artist, regardless of, you know, what they did or the circumstances behind the movie.
But still, it's
gonna feel strange. Yeah. Whenever that movie comes out, and regardless of, you know, the reception of that movie.
Do you think they're gonna slide in an homage to him? Probably. Do you think Kraglin is gonna come back?
I mean, Kraglin, I think he's gonna be in the next Avengers, I think. Is he gonna show up in that?
I don't know.
But, I really don't know what they're gonna do with the third one. It's kind of unpredictable at this point. Obviously, we're gonna have the Guardians back, since it's gonna be after Avengers 4. So, that's all we know about it. We don't know much of what direction the story can take place, or who could be a villain. And since in these movies, any space-related character could be a villain, or we can have any space-related hero joining them. And, you know, Marvel's in a point where, story-wise, they can do whatever they want, basically. They've done the Stranger Things in Doctor Strange, obviously, Infinity War, Thor Ragnarok, so they can go a little bit further with and just go all crazy at this point. But I really don't know what to expect with that movie just yet. Adam Warlock, obviously, since he was teased.
Yeah. Alright, so, the composer who said that he was giving up and he was gonna retire from superhero movies just announced that he's gonna score Wonder Woman, 84. Yeah. Wonder Woman 84. Hans Zimmer. He's coming back. He's gonna score that movie. I like it. I really like how he does with superhero movies. So,
most of them, I'd say. Most of them.
I like them.
Which
one didn't you like?
Batman v Superman.
Oh, I mean,
That score's, like, so...
Wasn't...
Like, oh, look at how dark and depressing I am. And,
Wasn't Junkie XL one of them, too?
He was, but he also scored Deadpool and Mad Max Fury Road, which I thought those movies had pretty good scores. But Hans Zimmer sounded like a bit tired in that movie. Like, at least the musical style felt like too... Like, let's make it really, really dark and really depressing. Because they're not people in capes, they are Greek gods that must destroy the city and go from place to place.
God among men.
They're God among men. A billionaire in a place who's a God among men. A break.
So, yeah.
But, I like this Wonder Woman theme. I like how they used it. I've actually preferred... I liked that they chose Danny Elfman in Justice League, but his score was so underwhelming. It wasn't very memorable. The best part of that score was when he sort of meshed in the older scores from the other heroes in that movie.
Marvel actually has that problem with a lot of their movies, except Avengers.
I can see a few exceptions, actually.
Black Panther
and Doctor Strange. Actually, I really like the musical score for Doctor Strange.
Yeah. So those are a few exceptions, but... Other than that, a lot of their music is very forgettable.
Yeah. I mean, you can say, you can hum a little bit of one theme of a character. Like, I can, you know, the Iron Man theme from the first movie, but it's probably because I've seen the movies so many times, that's why I probably remember them.
But
on a first viewing, they're not memorable.
True. Alright, so, so going back to something that happened last week, a really big thing. We're big fans of Super Smash Brothers. So we had a Nintendo Direct. I believe it wasn't last week. It was
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. We still haven't talked about it, but we just wanna give our thoughts about it. So we have two new characters that they introduced, which is Simon Belmont from the Castlevania series, and King K. Rool from the Donkey Kong series. I think I actually predicted them in the last podcast.
I think I predicted Simon. You predicted Kankuro.
Yeah.
I think it went something like that.
Yeah. And, so, yeah, well, what do you think about those characters?
I'm really excited that Simon's in the game, but,
because they also revealed the Echo character, Echo Fighter, for yeah. Simon Belmont, which is Richter Belmont.
Richter Belmont.
Which one do you like better?
I like Simon just for history's sake. You know, okay. Richter's from the more well-known game, from the PS1 game, Symphony of the Night, and the Rondo of Blood, I think it was called. I don't know much about Castlevania. I love the first game a lot. I like the fourth game. You know, I like the original NES games.
And all the music that they're putting into the game from Castlevania as well.
Yeah, they said, like, oh, the development team's a huge fan of Castlevania's music, so we're going to put as many themes as we can. And
so they put out all of them.
They basically, that franchise got it really good in Super Smash Brothers, I'd said. It got an assist trophy, got a stage with various hazards that are callbacks from bosses from the franchise. And I really like that, hey, we have this new IP joining Smash Brothers, so let's just go all in, put in everything that everybody recognizes. And it feels like they've always wanted to have Castlevania characters in Super Smash Brothers since forever.
Yeah, yeah.
It just feels that way. I think
Sakurai is a big fan of it, too.
Yeah.
So, King K. Rool. I actually really wanted him since forever. Because the same trailer alluded to that, where they showed each series villain and how they got an appearance, but Donkey Kong still hadn't had any main villain character in the game. So adding King K. Rool, I think, is...
It's just a brush of fresh air. It was really, yeah. Really exciting. It's
great. His belly is going to be like a reflector type. He can throw his crown. He's going to have a parrot cannon. Looks great. Also, his final smash it alludes to the DK64 game.
Yeah,
it's just
they just took pretty much every of his main appearances into that one character.
Yeah,
which is something I always really enjoy.
They also introduced Echo Fighters for Samus, which is going to be Dark Samus,
mm-hmm.
Which for being an Echo Fighter surprisingly has a lot of, you know, very different design. It's not the level of Dark Pit, where it's just a reskin of Pit.
Yeah.
Just make him black. No, it's just Dark Samus is floating. His dodge ability is very different. All his attacks look very different. It's a well-made Echo Fighter. And they introduced Crom, which they mentioned is an Echo Fighter for Roy.
Yeah.
But when you look at the trailer, he has a lot of moves from Ike. So I don't know what's happening there. I think it's going to be like a mixture of both. It's going to be an Echo for Roy, but with moves from Ike. It's going to be really
But if it's different. That, then it should be a separate character.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But still, that's the thing. They said, oh, it's going to be an Echo Fighter for Roy. But they showed him doing the, I believe it's the up B from Ike.
Yeah.
Which was weird. Everybody said, oh, it's an Echo for Ike. And then they said, no, it's an Echo for Roy.
Other than that, he's still in Robin's Final Smash, which is weird.
He's still? No, I think...
I think he is.
No, I don't think he is. I think they eliminated him. Is there another character?
Was there another character? I mean, well...
Richter,
Belmont, Crom, Dark Samus. So we can talk about the assist trophies. And it's like characters that are now officially never going to be in Smash Brothers.
Shovel Knight.
But Bomberman. At least Bomberman, Alucard.
Rathalos,
but who wanted a playable Rathalos? Yeah, from Monster Hunter.
Nobody. I think...
You know, nobody wanted that. They wanted an actual Monster Hunter to be playable in Smash Brothers.
I think
people believe that since we got Rathalos, that we're gonna get a Monster Hunter character for the game, which I think that we're not gonna get a Monster Hunter character.
We got one in Marvel vs. Capcom, actually.
I
don't think we already have enough Capcom characters already.
I think that pretty much for the next reveals, I think that in terms of Echo Fighters, we're gonna get Shadow the Hedgehog. I believe we're gonna get Ken from Street Fighter, and Isabelle from Animal Crossing.
No, Black Shadow from F-Zero.
That's actually a rumor, but I don't know.
A character I've always wanted to see in Smash, just to give that franchise a little bit more
love. I also heard a rumor about Proto Man, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I think Mega Man's gonna stay, you know, he won't have an Echo Fighter or another rep from his games. So, yeah. And new characters, it's really hard to predict it at this point. Maybe we'll get Rayman, and maybe we'll get Banjo-Kazooie. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I think we're still gonna get.
We're most likely gonna get a Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed.
And Geno.
I mean, well.
I think we're gonna get Geno.
I mean, probably. I think they made a meme the other day, was like the actual character beating up the Mii costume from the Wii U game. So it's like, oh, Geno is the next one that should do that. And the kid from Tales of Symphonia, which had a costume, and Heihachi from Tekken as well.
Yeah. Also, people want Isaac
from Golden Sun.
From Golden Sun, yeah.
I don't think he's even in this game as a trophy.
That's the thing. That's why people are suspecting that he's in, because they still haven't revealed the assist trophy, and that's why people think that Shadow the Hedgehog is getting in, because Knuckles got an assist trophy, but they still haven't shown Shadow the Hedgehog assist trophy, which has always been in the game. So yeah, other mechanics that they changed. They made a Final Smash meter, which makes it more like a fighting game.
Yeah, like a regular fighting game, basically. Yeah.
So I really liked that. That I think that that'll actually get us to actually use Final Smashes in game. Because usually when I play with friends, when I play with you, when I play with different people, we usually turn off all the items.
Yeah.
And we turn off the Final Smashes. But they said that with the Final Smash meter, the Final Smashes are not going to be as strong. And, you know, it's going to be a meter. So anybody can get a Final Smash suddenly.
At any time. I think you can't activate more than two at the same time or something. Or more than one at the same time, I think.
But still, it's a really good mechanic to put again in the game. And another one that's really interesting is the stage morph.
Yeah. I actually enjoy the stages from Super Smash Bros. One of my favorite features from the last, you know, the 3DS and the Wii U game was that you can play the stages in Omega mode, which is much more refreshing because Final Destinations is everybody's favorite stage. But the thing about it is that with the Final Destination stage is that it gets a little boring to look at after a while. But with that, you know, you could see various backgrounds from other stages. And with the stage morph, it's much more refreshing to the eyes, I'd say. Which is why I'm interested in that feature.
Yeah, yeah. So, over 300 songs, over 100 stages,
300 songs? I think it's like 800 songs.
Yeah, I think it's over 900 songs and over 300 stages.
And they said it's gonna be 5 days worth of music or something. Yeah,
and you can use your Switch as a music player, which is
weird, but yeah.
It's like you're gonna go into the bar with your Switch on and you're playing the Green Greens theme from Kirby.
Yeah, exactly that one. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna be playing Donkey Kong. Anyways, still no Nintendo Labo Fighter.
No. I'm very disappointed in Nintendo. You know, I endorsed this game up until this very moment. Yeah, I'm officially boycotting all of Nintendo products that I own. You know, every memory, I'm erasing it from my head.
Oh my god.
They've disappointed me.
You're serious about this?
One last time, yes.
Oh my god.
He was the most plausible. He was the most plausible fighter in the entire franchise, and Sakurai dropped the ball.
Yeah.
One last time. Quickly.
Yeah.
I was really excited for Simon Belmont, but you reminded me of that. It's like, I'm boycotting Nintendo. Yeah. They don't deserve my time, my money, and we're even time in this podcast. They disappointed me for not including the Nintendo Fighter.
Wow.
I'm kidding, by the way.
Nintendo Labo Fighter for you guys.
Yes. Yeah. I'm kidding, by the way.
That's what Jose wants. Nintendo Labo Fighter.
It will be really funny.
Sakurai, do it.
It's going to be really funny if that character is announced and he becomes like a top tier in the tournaments.
Top tier.
Yeah.
They'll ban him because he's
and
so
it's like,
good.
Oh, and they're going to be in the Nintendo Direct. It's like, oh, you can use the Nintendo Labo to control the Nintendo Labo Fighter. I imagine this guy... At Evo.
Like the robot.
I imagine like some guy at Evo with a bunch of Nintendo Labo, like fishing with a fishing rod, Nintendo Labo fishing rod, like fighting and winning Evo.
Somebody puts a cup full of ice on top of his Nintendo Labo things, and he's like, "Did you just put like water?
Yeah,
on my cardboard."
Yeah,
they're gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the other players. The other players sabotaging him, just so they can win the gold. It's like this guy's too good at Nintendo Labo.
Yeah, too good.
That's why I just want that madness on Smash.
Anyways, can't wait for that game.
Yeah.
I believe. Is it next week or it's September 7th. We're getting. Spider-Man for the PS4, so I'm really excited for that.
You're going to lend me that when you get it.
Yeah, when I get it.
Yeah, when you get it, you're going to lend me that game. Really want to play it.
Yeah, I need a PS4 before that.
That's true.
Yeah. But, yeah, really excited for that. Hoping when it comes out, I get it. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Just say that I still want. There's still time for the Nintendo Labo Fighter.
There's still
to
time
to make it to the Smash Brothers roster.
Amen. And also,
yeah,
Kid Goku.
Yeah, Kid Goku.
Yeah, for Super Smash Brothers. I mean, I'm being completely serious here. I think. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to make a meme. I actually want Kid Goku in the game. I don't want Goku. I don't want like the full on Goku. No, I want Kid Goku.
I want him on the Nimbus. Points in favor to your argument, and like a million more others against. because
Shut up,
Jose. I mean it qualifies because they made a Shonen Jump themed NES classic, you know, a Famicom in Japan, with a lot of the Dragon Ball games, a lot of the Fist of the North Star games, so...
Yeah, there's hope.
Nintendo likes Dragon Ball. They still like Dragon Ball over there.
Yeah. So,
There's a 0.00001 more percent chance for...
You imagine the reveal video? Just the Nimbus flying and Kid Goku appears? Like, in his blue...
Gi?
Yeah, in his blue gi.
No, I think it's gonna
with
be
with power pole.
I think it's gonna be a video that's like, they're fighting, and it's like Mario, you know, the original Avengers, the original Smash Brothers, which is Mario, Link, Kirby, and Pikachu. They're like fighting on a field, and it's like out of nowhere. There's like this comic book, this magazine,
this manga.
Yeah, this manga magazine popping up in their universe.
Oh my god.
And then they open up the magazine, all four of them, like that.
Oh my god.
And you hear like this.
Oh my god!
And yes! It's like Goku flies in. And it's like. Dun, 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 dun. It's like a remixed theme from the original Dragon Ball. Playing while he's beating every character and doing. Oh, he's fighting Ryu because they're both karate fighters or martial artists.
I'm gonna be so disappointed with that when that doesn't happen.
You know, I can animate it. I don't know much about 3D modeling, but I can animate. I can't animate for to save my life, but I can create that trailer for you if he doesn't make it for your birthday or something.
Would you really do that?
I don't know, again, I don't know how to...
I have a lot of cardboard boxes here. I could do something like Nintendo Labo related for you.
No, you can probably do, make me a Nintendo Labo workstation. I can draw it with Nintendo Labo.
Great. Yeah. So that's it for today.
The end of the long-awaited episode 3 of our podcast. Woo!
Yes.
That was a mouthful.
What?
That's like, I took a little while to say it.
Yeah. So, yeah, guys, thank you very much for tuning in. You can subscribe to us. You can give us a review as well if you really like the podcast. If you're listening on Anchor, the app, you can send us voice messages. Tell us if you like the show, if you have any questions for us. If you have any requests for next topics or anything, feel free to chime in.
Because I think probably, I don't know when we're going to do it, but we're going to try and experiment. We're going to do an episode that's entirely, you know, we're going to go run through the news like we always do, but the meat of the episode is going to be a specific topic of one thing.
Yeah.
And it's probably nothing current, just something that we like and we enjoy, we just want to talk about it. So we can try experimenting on that, any suggestions we can do, you know, any questions. Feel free to ask.
Perfect, yeah. So, thank you very much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, and tune in to this episode and to next episode as well. So, thank you very much.
And, again, Nintendo Labo Fighter has a chance. If there's another Smash Bros. Piece both for him, just do it for me.
Alright, I'm ending this. Alright, goodbye, guys.